Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. The proof is in the pudding.
Hey, guess what, you dirtbags? On May 18th, Movie Maintenance is performing at the Eureka Hotel for their final ever episode. So if you love hearing films fixed, laughing, and saying goodbye to 150-episode-long podcasts, then why not do something worthwhile for once in your life and come see the show? We'll also be there, doing a live plumbing the Death Star like cackling hyenas tearing apart the corpse of a once-proud and virile lion. Grab your tickets at sanspantsradio.com/live. And in further live show-related news, on May 28th, Tom Walker and Demi Lardner will be doing their podcast, BigSoftTitty.png, live at the Giant Dwarf Theatre in Sydney. I've been informed that no cowards are allowed, so if you are a coward, spend the night huddling under a pier regretting instead. But if you're a hero who hates cowards, head to sanspantsradio.com/live and grab your tickets now or spend the rest of your life forever regretting it.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how do superheroes get the secret name? I fucked that up.
It's good all to right, sing so, it. How do superheroes get the secret name?
The how do secret name? Get the secret name?
The name's not a secret. I wasn't thinking. So how do superheroes get their name?
I need another story, something to get off my chest. My life gets kinda boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red, from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me wink, no, I've been on the brink, so tell me what you
want. Imagine if we did a whole episode pretending that every superhero had a secret name.
You know, Superman's okay. Secret name, John.
Yeah, it's Superman. Actually, Clark Kent, Kal-El, John.
Technically, Kal-El would be his secret name.
Yeah, well, that's a secret to some people. Who's
well, actually,
a secret
no, to- some superheroes do have secret names. Kal-El. Fuck.
Kal-El, yeah. Kal-El.
What's the Batman the gangster one? something Murdoch. Something, no, Malone?
Bugsy Malone?
No. Bruce Wayne has...
John Paul something?
The no. Falcone family?
No. Bruce Wayne has a third identity. So he's Bruce Wayne Batman and he pretends to
oh,
be...
Right, he oh, does yeah. too.
It's and
he has a fourth one as well. He's got that one where he's like...
You look like you're about to lie to me.
No, he does. Oh, it's going to sound like such a lie. So there's an issue where you find out Batman created a false identity for him to revert to if anybody found out his secret identity.
Okay.
Where he calls himself like Bat-Zara of the fifth dimension and he wears like a multicolored costume and he... roams around like a crazy person.
I've seen the costume.
Yeah. No, but the question is, like, because, so Toad, yeah. right?
So what is the question?
How do superheroes get their name? Their okay. superhero name. So yes. obviously.
Matches Malone. That's the name I was thinking of.
Right, so I guess Batman has two secret names. But you'll find Spider-Man, no secret names.
Oh, he did have a secret identity at one point.
The Amazing Bagman.
And when he became like Ricochet and the Hornet and...
Oh, when Ant-Man became Yellowjacket?
Because when it was like, Spider-Man is sort of like maybe potentially has committed a crime, so I'll create four other identities.
But that's still not really a secret name, because that's kind of just back to the question at hand, right?
It's kind of like, as an aside... is a smart way to be a vigilante. Like, yeah. Rather than be like, I'm not Batman, I'm several different other men.
That's clever, actually. I'm Batman, I'm the hyena.
Why are so many superheroes and villains care about branding?
Yeah, it's
because they could rebrand at any moment in time. It's like, yes, I'm Spider-Man. Yes, I'm a wall crawler. Yes, I am the... Because all he has to do is... Because the webbing is his own invention.
Yeah.
Invent something else.
Absolutely. Change the color of the webbing. That's enough.
Yeah.
Make it blue. Make it so it doesn't stick together and look like web. And call yourself
I am
like,
the human bug.
Yeah, or I'm pufferfish. Yeah. It's weirder when a villain does it. It's weird that fucking the Rhino, I guess he's got his Rhino suit.
He's
maybe
stuck
Rhino's
in the suit.
A bad choice.
Bad choice.
Green Goblin. He runs a business. Yeah. No, but also, if they're committing crimes, who cares? Like, if you're being a bad blo-
Again, like, so let's take, like, Batroc the Leaper.
Who the fuck is
who
that?
Who was, like, a villain of Captain America. He was in, like, the Winter Soldier, I think. He just kicked a lot.
Cool.
But I think the comic book, maybe he's got super jumping.
Cool.
Maybe. Or maybe a suit where he can super jump.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Basically, he leaps around a bit like a dickhead.
Yeah.
So, him being like, yeah, just
What if I wore all green, call myself the grasshopper?
Yeah, exactly.
What if I call... Yeah. But I guess with a lot of supervillains, like, they're disfigured. And that's where they get their name from, problem.
100%.
Like, if you're Red Skull, you can't start calling yourself something different because they're going to be like, you're Red Skull. You got that fucking skull face.
Well, because I was thinking, like, say, because Matt Murdock, a.k.a. Daredevil, mm-hmm. the reason he calls himself Daredevil is because that was what the kids used to pick on him and bully him and call him when he was younger. They used to call him Daredevil, like a cruel name, which to me isn't... It's a weird thing. You know what I mean?
Well, like, are they calling him that because he's blind and clumsy?
No, because he used to just do whatever he wanted. Like, he used to be a bit
that's
of a daredevil.
Cool nickname.
Like, it's a cool nickname. But he was like, they mocked me and called me a daredevil. I'm like, that's...
Them.
Was he shy? If he was shy, I get it.
No, but if he was called a daredevil because he was a daredevil.
I think he was a daredevil.
Then that's not
that's
a
just,
bullying.
That's on comic books of being fucking dumb.
Yeah. Or is this like, is a daredevil something like back in the, like, what, the 60s or 70s that meant something completely different?
Yeah, didn't want to be called a daredevil.
No one likes being called a daredevil. They are uncouth.
That's weird. It's also funny, so that's why he named himself Daredevil.
Yeah.
It's funny that it could have been any bullied nickname and he would have...
They called me Tiny Peen.
That's who I imagine shall be.
Nerd cunt.
Spider-Man Homecoming is like, I am the amazing Penis Parker.
That'll show the bullies.
Watch out, it's the amazing penis.
It's also really sad that means Matt Murdock, when he becomes Daredevil, as an adult, is like...
That'll show those bullies.
Does he go up to them and he's like, who's the daredevil now?
Also, I'd just like to point out that if you're using a name that you used to get bullied as your secret identity, pretty easy to put the...
Yeah.
It's like if he's like, hey, I'm Penis Parker. They're like, oh my God, that's Peter Parker.
Well, Penis Parker's a pretty special
name. Yeah. I mean, they say he just called himself the Sensational Penis.
So, Sans Pants alumni Adam Carnevale in primary school was called Adam Fardinale. So if he was like the amazing Fardinale, people would probably figure it out.
Well, actually, it's funny that we mentioned this because, like, oh, it's a bit sad they've held on to that. We've only known Adam as an adult. He's told us that story a lot. So I guess people do hold on to that stuff.
I guess you do.
In his formative years, you're kind of like, oh, yeah, what did I get picked on? What they call me?
Well, I would just be the douche, which look creative and also never really hurt my feelings because I was like, yeah,
well, that's
all
right. Because you got the douche, which is, unfortunately, you're not a hero, you're a villain.
Yeah.
And you're a lot of water-themed powers.
Nah.
Like, do you like the way Zama just decided you were a villain?
Hero is called the douche.
That's fair. That's a good point.
That's my
He's
point.
He's got you there. You're a bad
guy. I also got called Jay Dizzle.
See, Jay Dizzle, that's the hero.
That's a bit weird to see you, and you're like, I'm Jay Dizzle. I'm like, I don't know if that's appropriate.
trying to think. What about the Dizzler?
I feel like Jay,
now I'm into
Jay
it.
Dizzler or the Dizzler. He's like, you're a white man with dreads.
Yeah. The Dizzler, though, I'm like, can you Dizzle for me?
Watch me Dizzle.
I'm trying to think what I was. I wasn't that bullied, surprisingly.
No.
Nobody ever really, you know, people threw slurs at me, but I'm not going to call myself that.
That's also very textbook bullying. The difference is, like, it was the same with me. Like, people tried to, but because it didn't land, I don't feel like that I was bullied.
I don't think I'm going to be like, why, watch out, villains, it's me, the gay drama kid.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just...
That's a pretty good name.
Like, now that I think about it, I might lean in.
That's pretty cool.
Watch out, it's gay drama. Yes, it's me, gay drama.
The streets fear him.
He's a villain for some reason? Like, a real scary, violent one.
I was imagining...
But this name doesn't suit at all! I was expecting someone camp and fun! He just breaks my arms and legs!
I'm so scared of him!
I've noticed you haven't delivered the gay drama his money today.
Give me your fingers. I'm going to break them all one by one.
Time for the gay drama to have a round of golf on your kneecaps.
This doesn't match your theme!
Why did you call yourself that?
I was bullied!
That's no excuse.
Have you heard of Daredevil? That was his excuse.
I hate this city.
No!
Whack, whack.
So that's one way, I guess, you get your name. You're like, what cruel thing the kids call me? I'm that. That's me.
Or if we look at, say, the mutants, like as you're saying with Toad, it's like you look like a green, small, gross thing. You leap and you have a long tongue.
Yeah.
Did your mum make maybe, I don't know, get cursed or something?
Like, it's just, I always find Toad so rude because, yes, he looks like a toad, but he's not a toad. Toad never got bit by a radioactive toad. Toad never fucking got inhaled toad fumes or anything.
No, he didn't.
Huffed a toad.
Yeah, he didn't huff a toad.
He didn't chuck a toad in a bag, huff the shit out of it and be
with
like,
a
oh,
cursed toad. Yeah. He didn't do any of those kind of things.
He just is a guy who is pretty sticky.
He's just like...
Has a long tongue.
Your mutant power is your sticky leap and you have a long tongue. You could have been called... you can't call him the frog. I mean, you could have called him the frog.
Frog is a lot nicer than toad.
Yeah, frog is nicer. Maybe, ugh... Cain?
Cain is a better name. It sounds tougher.
It does sound tougher.
Yeah. But if you call him Toad...
I'm Cain Toad. You like drop the Toad, Cain.
Because if he's Toad, but also like... He's born to be a villain and like a sleazebag one. Because imagine if you're calling someone Toad, they're going to be like, yeah, give me a kiss, I'll turn into a prince.
But did Toad call himself Toad? Or was he like, Magneto's right. Like, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Toad fuck.
Toad looking guy, Toad.
Alright, so okay, you're in the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants.
Sick.
Or Brotherhood of Mutants. You come across, you yourself have this mutant ability. You can leap.
Yeah.
Pretty far, further than most other people. Mm-hmm. You have a giant tongue that it's a prehensile and you can like, you know, attack
flick
people
it around.
With it, flick it around. It's quite useful. You're also kind of sticky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the X-Men and other people like that, these costume crusaders as they were, that they have nicknames or code names. What do you call yourself? Because your real name is Mortimer.
Oh, I don't call myself that.
No.
Well, am I a villainous?
Well, look, you're not
it's
villainous.
You.
It's you, because you yourself don't see yourself as a villain. You're
if I'm villainous, I just call myself Mortimer, because if you're
villain,
a villain, use your real name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're like, I'm Toad, I'm going to be like, Lime.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Mortimer.
Well, let's say you know you are Toad in this situation, and you're not the villain in your own story.
Yeah, I'm the
protagonist. You're looking for mutant rights.
Am I the only human being that's the villain in my own story instead of the protagonist?
I feel like
I see myself as the antagonist of the world, a Skeletor type.
Surely like. There's surely bad blokes that are like, I'm a bad bloke.
I think everyone thinks they're a good bloke in their core.
Like, no, I think so. Because it's kind of like, even if you look at, say, maybe serial killers or so, those people that are kind of like.
Different.
You know,
they're too
like,
far gone. I'm talking like Jordan Belmont or whatever his name is. Belford. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell is Jordan Belmont? Jordan Belford?
Belford?
Mm.
Fuckhead.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Yeah, he probably sees himself. But does he see himself as a villain? Or is he like, I, the genius, played the system?
Or maybe
I think he sees himself as he used to be the villain and now is the good guy.
Because he gives inspiration.
Sell me
speeches.
This pen.
Yeah.
No.
It's my pen now. And then I run away because I'm the villain.
Sell me this pen. No, it's my pen now. That's stealing. That's how I made my millions.
Why do we...
He's just like, what? What's the lesson here? Everyone's just really confused. They're like, am I meant to be listening to the guy that pretended to steal the pen? I'm like, what is it?
Did he pretend to steal the pen or has he actually stolen the pen? And I'm rich in pens?
Actually,
how's he doing?
I imagine, okay, sell me this pen. Take the pen. I don't have a pen. Give me another pen. I just keep doing it.
Sorry, I lost
fresh out
pen.
Of stock.
Sorry, yeah.
Pre-order one.
He's like, I think you're missing.
I
this
can
metaphor.
Take as many pre-orders as you like. Anybody want to pre-order a pen?
Payment up front.
Only $1 deposit.
I do have some pens. As you can see with this pen in my top pocket, this one's not for sale. It's a display model. So.
The metaphor is totally lost. You just destroy an entire seminar.
Make millions as a pen salesman.
I kind of want to go to one of his speeches now and just see what happens.
Yeah, see what you're capable of.
No.
Give us a pen. Give us another one. I want a blue one. I would like a red.
More pants, please. But yes, if you're Toad...
Yeah, so you're Toad, and you come up, and Magneto's like, look, I need you... Look, we can't just call yourself... What's your name, Mortimer?
Mortimer, yeah.
We have to have code name. Again, I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
But let's assume...
But let's just say we've got to have code names, because like, this is it. Those were the names that your human suppressors gave you.
Yep.
This is where we're taking it back, so you make your own name. You choose who you are and who you want to be called.
I think I would... I would be aware, obviously, that I am Toad-like.
Yes.
But I wouldn't want to be Toad.
No. I'd call myself maybe the Amphibian.
Yeah, see, that's cool. Couldn't I just be like, can I be Killstreak?
Yeah.
But do you think Magneto will look at Toad and be like, yeah, you can be Killstreak?
I'd be like, why Killstreak?
And I'd be like, oh, just...
And then you just glock him. Yeah. And then you turn to the room and you're like, that's anyone else got any questions?
It's my brotherhood now.
Well, you glocked Magneto, he would have stopped the bullet.
Turns it around, shoots you. This guy was Toad. All right, everyone? He's dead now.
He was Toad, he's brained.
Okay.
Toad, but yeah. In life, Toad in death.
So say you're not... Yep. Not Dusha, your mutant ability is you've grown a mane.
Yeah.
And you have fangs like a lion.
Yep.
And a lion's tail.
Okay.
Zamet, you've got a dolphin's body, but your head...
Can he walk on his flippers?
No, he has to be in a tank. It's sand.
Yep.
And I have snakes for arms.
Okay.
And we join the Brotherhood, and Magneto's like, what's
your... So we're all fucking villains now. Yeah, yeah, good.
Magneto's like, what's your name? What are you gonna say? Fucking main like, man.
You're gonna... Main man!
I'm the main man.
You just took... This is meant to be my naming story, and you've taken it from me.
I think that happens to a lot of villains. Okay, you choose. What are you going to be?
No, see, it doesn't matter, because you're going to call me Main Man.
Look, you
now.
Can't. I don't think you can choose your own name. Like,
I think exactly what just happens is what happens.
Yeah. A lot of heroes and villains are named in the press,
mm-hmm.
like Spider-Man, depending where you're going to like take this sort of canon from, if it's... bloody the wrestler
wrestling,
announcer,
yeah,
or if it's J. Jonah Jameson being like
the Spider-Man. Yeah.
So, like, again, it has to be someone else. It's kind of like nicknames.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're not talking about just, you know, being bullied, like a bullied name, but your nickname, because it's very hard for you to make your own nickname.
That's true.
Because, again, I used to have a friend of mine in high school. First name was, like, Aaron, and, like, he used to have, like, Ace... Like a card ace, like cufflinks.
I hate this story.
Oh, boy.
And like basically, he's just like always wanted to be called Ace. Ugh. No one called him Ace.
Ugh.
And then someone came in, like, you know, like several years later into school, like transferred. He's like, oh, my name's like John, but everyone calls me Ace. We're like, no worries, Ace. Aaron died inside.
But nicknames can go the other way. Because yeah. I, friend in high school, Aaron, called himself. Out of nowhere one day when he was drinking, he's just started referring himself to as A-Mags.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's stuck.
That's stuck because you know what was there? Drinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And he probably was pretty casual about it.
If A-Mags was like... He was not casual about it.
But is there a difference between being like, I'm A-Mags now, or him buying a jumper that says A-Mags on it? Because that's all cufflink boy right there.
Yeah, that's yeah, true. Yeah. Also, he used to change A to whatever he was. So, like, he once was very drunk and called himself Dead Mags.
See, that's good.
I'm into that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think also sometimes you probably don't get, like, I'm thinking about Dolphin Zaman.
Yeah.
You probably just don't get a chance to nickname. You can't fight that.
Yeah. Like, again, a lot of these things, you have to accept it. Like,
yeah.
You can't call yourself, I am Snake Pit. No, we're going to call you.
But the thing is, so I've got
Snake Pits.
Yes.
Snake Pits.
Snake Pits is a pretty cool name. In fact, that's when you hear Snake Pit, you're going to be a bit...
Snake Pits. With two S's at the end.
Two S's, snake. Two snakes.
Two S's, two snakes, two spits.
Snake and also because... Yeah, piss.
That's... You're going to be
snake
like...
Snake Piss.
Say you're like an X-Man. They're like, oh, Snake Pits has got this fucking facility under lockdown.
Also,
you're like,
just a quick aside. I'd start a rumor that your dick was also a third snake.
Yeah.
You're like, there's actually three S's. The third S is for his wangers.
It's just the head of a snake, though. Yeah.
The head of his penis is the head of a snake.
But this is the thing.
It's does it have a throat? I don't like
who
to
knows,
think
but
about
we
it.
Don't want to think.
Jackson shits all the snake's shits. Just, I would.
Just where else is the snake shit?
So the snake's digestive system has
so
to be
connected
to my
several
snake.
Several esophagi.
Yeah. That the snake eats a whole mouth.
Can you breathe?
Out the snake.
Out the snake.
Yeah, that's one of my mutant abilities. I can go underwater, and as long as I keep a snake head above water.
But then it means
fine.
The other snake drowns and dies.
I have to keep all three snakes above water.
You can only do backstroke.
That one I can put a scuba on or something. I just like the idea of one of my snakes eating a mouse, and I'm like, I can't use
can
that
see?
Arm today. It's digesting.
Can you see from them as well?
I
guess so.
Yes. Well, that's if also, I'm shitting their shit, look, I better guess, be seeing out their eyes.
Hey, guys, did you hear about snake pits? He has three snakes, but one drowned, tragically. That snake was his penis. He can't fuck or piss.
It's dead. It is dead on his body. But imagine you hear snake pits.
Yeah.
You're like, that sounds like a scary guy, like a venom-themed guy. Then I come at you with snakes flailing.
Well, that's more on you for flailing
and making that noise.
I imagine the snakes are fairly independent of me.
Oh, that's bad.
They're just biting my body,
no, you're a
ow.
You're also you flail your arms, so I feel like you'd kill the snakes by just accidentally snapping their spines
or just smacking one into a wall.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I got a dead arm.
And then we have like main man.
Yeah.
Because he's like,
a name
he's our
I don't
main
fucking
man.
Want.
Well, no. We'd assume you were the party animal.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, the main man.
The main man, and then be like, the party animal. Yeah, that's his full name. Main man, the party animal.
This name's getting worse and
I just,
worse.
Like, you hear main man, you're like, hey, main man. Like, I imagine, like, maybe you and me, Zamet, superheroes, we're at, like, the facility. We're like, main man. And then you come out with
Wait,
a main, and we're like, main man.
Can I shave the main into a mullet? Because if so, then I'm very on board with main man.
Yeah,
100%.
Makes your name mean less.
Now, I can imagine like, the mullet's going all down his back.
Yeah.
Now, that's cool. Mm. Also, you still have a lion's mouth, so. Yeah. Zamet, on the other hand.
I don't know.
So I don't know if I'd name you. I might just keep you in a tank.
Put
Fish
you down.
Boy, the blowhole.
Dolphin Dan. Lad.
Are you scared?
I mean, yes.
Great question.
I mean, if I'm just a dolphin body in my face, I'm like, I'm terrified
of life.
What's
fucked up is that a mutant ability develops?
Just do all I speak or do you... I just chirp?
No, you get your head. So you,
okay.
You talk. Hey.
But I'm underwater, so...
You could, like, probably swim to the surface and be like, hey, can someone check out a hamburger in here or something?
Everyone, it's wet.
Everyone just likes to feed me fish, but, like, I don't like fish.
I still have a human's taste buds.
But, like, a dolphin's like, you know what? For health reasons, yeah,
I'll
look a
fish.
And
raw is better, but
raw
I
is
hate
better,
it.
But like, sushi's good, but I guess without... So I guess a lot of sashimi, you know? I guess get rid of the rice. I like the rice.
I now imagine you kidnapped by one of those big rich supervillains and just kept in a fish tank behind
his
chair.
You know what? That's all right.
You know what? I'm just going to call you Sushi.
You know, that's fine.
Sushi. There he is.
Yeah, look. I'm sad.
I'm very sad sushi. Sad
imagine
sushi.
Though, imagine you called in front of
Sushi the Sad.
Sad sushi.
Hey,
good.
Yeah. Hey, Magneto, it's me.
You're wearing a jacket that just says sad. SS. Oh no.
Magneto's like, what's that for? Like, oh,
no,
sushi.
Sad sushi. Sad sushi. Sad sushi.
I'm sorry. Look, I take it off, but
I got
my
no
last
arms.
My last owner, I guess, put it on me as a gag. I don't even really like the name Sushi, but I am just sad.
That bit's right. I just really like to imagine you swimming behind like a Bond style villain and the James Bond type like seeing your face being like, and the villain being like, ah, I see you're admiring my sad sushi. Please, Bond, feel free to feed him.
Yeah, look, burgers would be nice, but I mean,
it's bad for the diet.
The Bond villain dropping Bond in, being like, he'll tear you apart. You just swim up, you're like, hey, I'm not gonna eat a guy.
Yeah, look, again, mouth of a human.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but humans don't really tear other men or women limb from limb.
James Bond just climbing out of the tank.
Yeah, look.
This was a strange plan.
You got any fish? I'll
please
again,
set that man free.
Again, I don't really have the beak of a dolphin to eat a fish hole, so you could just cut it up for me. And I don't have the dexterity of a man with thumbs. I have flippers, so I can't actually cut up my food. So
I love the idea of some like Greenpeace star people being like, "We gotta put him back in the sea," and you're like, "No, I'm a man who became a dolphin, not a dolphin who became a man. Man who became a dolphin, no.
Please,
go free."
Fuck it, I'm beaching myself. I don't care. That's what I'm doing.
His last words were, "Put me down."
Imagine like a little kid making a sandcastle. Wave rolls in. You're like, "Boom, kid, hey. Call the cops."
kid, do you have a sandwich? Do you have a sandwich?
Feed me. Call the cops. I need to go home.
That's a catchphrase.
So that's, Sushi, feed me. Call the cops. I need to go home.
My goodness, Sad Sushi is the saddest. Sushi there.
I'm scared of his antagonist, Harpoon Man.
I'm going to eat that fucking man dolphin.
Why, yes, I'm just a man.
The most delicious game of all. Dolphin man flesh.
I'm mostly dolphin. Unless you're going to eat my face. Are you going to eat my face?
Yeah. That's weird. Please. Where's my neck? Do I have a neck?
No.
Am I just constantly just looking up?
Let me draw what I had in your kind of, so you got...
Yes, plumbing the Death Star arts and crafts.
Head like this.
Yep.
Neck. Dolphin body.
So a dolphin body with a leg. I guess I have a bit of a neck, so I got
you've
some
got a,
mobility.
A neck, but it just goes into like flat dolphin. Like you've cut a dolphin. You're gonna draw. Oh, you can take a photo.
No, I'm gonna take a photo because I know people are gonna ask for this.
Yeah.
Look, fair. You can look that up.
That's
on,
what I imagine Sad Sushi looking like.
I'll just quickly add a sad face.
Yeah, and give it Zama's beard.
Oh, I forgot I have a beard.
And Chuck on the jacket.
I'm real bad at drawing.
Remember, he's got a jacket on that says SS, which stands for Sad Sushi, but everyone thinks he's a Nazi. Everyone's like, God, there's a man dolphin. And he's a Nazi, I guess.
I guess the
Captain
Nazis...
America coming to be like, I'll stop you. You're like, I'm not a Nazi. Please take this jacket off.
It's like, oh, I see the Nazis experimented on dolphins as well. Is nothing sacred, you Nazi dolphin scum?
No, I'm just
Captain,
a guy.
Look, I'm so, look... Yeah, look, I thought the Brotherhood of Mutants was... I didn't realize that there was some evil overtones. I just... Look, to be honest, I wasn't there. My good friend, Snake Pits, he just wheeled me there. I didn't want to go. I'm just...
I couldn't feed you because every time I tried to feed you, my snakes tried to bite you.
Just don't punch me in the... you punched me in the...
I'm sorry, face. Man. I'm trying. That's very good.
I wrote your catchphrase. But I think I fucked up the order, but that's fine.
Call the cops.
Yeah. Hey, no, that was pretty.
Hey kid,
feed me. Call the cops. I need to go home.
Yeah, that's basically
that's
it.
That's Sad Sushi. Yeah.
So yeah. So I'm not happy with the nickname either. Because Sad Sushi's a fish. I'm a dolphin.
Like a mammal.
I'm a mammal. Like apart from being like, I'm not even a dolphin. I'm a man with the body of a dolphin.
It's not actually a dolphin's body. It just resembles one superficially.
But like honestly, dolphins, they are mammals anyway. So it's. I just feel. I guess the people that made this, they're rude.
I like to imagine Captain America just shifting you back into the sea.
In one of those like tarps you have, like move dolphins. Like, yeah, look, it's one of those things. I just feel it was very rude of them to be the people that kind of, you know, made this. They just seem so ill-informed. And I don't know why we're going.
Hey, cool, look, Sad Sushi. Of, yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm so tired now.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't even sleep normally. I kind of have the brain of a dolphin.
Anyway, I got to go.
Switch it on.
But also my food's here, so I gotta go. Quick timeout in the episode, but leave this in. Keep going.
All right,
I just need to grab some food.
All right, no worries.
Just gonna grab some food. But you also have like the press. That's another. Yeah. That's another one where the press see you and they just give you a name and that's.
Well, that's the thing. You think about this now in like. In our real world, like those big mysteries or those kind of things, like, or even serial killers, like, again, Jack the Ripper. That was that his name or did someone?
I think they called him that. Was it like a Zodiac killer?
Yeah.
Same thing. He had like a Zodiac symbol somewhere on him, might have been on the letters or on his mask, and everyone's like,
the Zodiac
killer.
As well as like the Son of Sam, did he? Yeah. He signed off Son
I think
of
he
Sam,
signed off Son of Sam. But yeah, a lot of serial killers are just named. By what the press decides to call them, you know?
Yeah.
Jack the Ripper, named famously after the fact his name was Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm back, and that was the worst entrance joke I've ever made.
Sure was. But yeah, also, it's like, even just the area, like, you know, the Bay Area killer, those kind of things.
The
that's kind of cool, though, because imagine if Toad was, like, the Bay Area mutant.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Much better.
Do you know what also that's good? You'd call him Bam for short.
Hey, that is good.
Because that'd be
Bam
all right.
Margera for long.
You're back.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad way of like naming yourself to be like after the like the place you were. Because again, look at Batman. Instead of being Batman, what if he was just like, I don't know, the Gotham Knight?
Yeah, yeah. See, that'd be all right.
Gotham Knight is a better name than Batman.
Yeah, he's a superhero called Gotham.
But if Batman wasn't...
Sorry, it's I just foolish. Want to entertain
it's some
this
foolish comic. So, a guy called Gotham.
Why? You sound drunk Gotham every time girl. You do it.
They arrive in Gotham and they've done some fucking wickety whack where they get, they can activate themselves to give themselves superpowers, but the superpowers are like fucked powerful, like take out Superman powerful, but it takes a year off their life every time they do it. And
they need to kill Superman once.
Yeah, well, exactly. But they just have to protect Gotham, but then Gotham himself, he fucking dies for some reason and Gotham Girl's left alive. And she's real powerful, but every time she does it, her like life expectancy gets lower and lower and lower. They're pretty boring as characters, honestly.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
That was a good side note.
I'm glad you all joined me for it.
He could have just been like, there was a superhero named Gotham. And I'd be like, that's not Gotham Knight. And then we would have moved on.
But here we are.
I was curious. I was wondering if it was interesting.
No, what about this? This is an interesting, this is an interesting fact. Talking about
I
serial
really
killer
hope
names.
It's not. I hope it's a boring
you want to know the most metal serial killer title ever? Servant Girl Annihilator. That's fucked.
I've read about the Servant Girl Annihilator. It is.
Was
fun.
She a servant girl that annihilated people?
No.
Or did...
It was an annihilator of servant girls, no. Unfortunately.
But the reverse happened in... Well, not quite the reverse at all. So this is a sad story that has kind of a cool ending.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so I think it was... I might get the details wrong. But basically, I think it was Mexico. There was a really high rate of sexual assault and crimes against women happening on buses by bus drivers. That's until fucked. One lady put on a blonde wig and then just shot two bus drivers in the head. And then that stopped.
Bus driver annihilator. Well.
Fuck, she's got a name, but I can't remember. I could look it up.
I hope it is bus driver annihilator.
No, me too. I hope all serial killers, or not serial killers, but anybody who does a murder is called or whatever they murdered annihilator. That'll make me not happy.
That would make
it'd make the world interesting, I guess. I
slave girl thing- annihilator is such a sad name, but if it was a slave girl that was like...
Servant girl.
If it was a servant girl that had broken free of her shackles...
And was annihilating.
Killing the rich.
Sick. Yeah. I think with if you get your nickname from the press, you cannot, you have no chance of changing it.
No.
If I'm in
that's,
if I'm,
that's a rebranding thing.
Yeah.
If you were like again, Spider-Man, but you're like, actually I'm it wasn't a spider, it was a bug, and if you look at the symbol, it's six legs, it's
yeah.
Like the Spider-Man is like, well, I guess I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, like I guess I gotta add some extra legs to my fucking symbol.
Taylor, add that in, and I guess I'll invent webbing.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, that's the thing. If you've chosen a nickname for
the
yourself...
The Hunter of Bus Drivers.
That's a pretty sick
that's
name.
That's a very cool name.
If you've chosen...
The Hunter. That's very a good name.
Yeah. If you've chosen the name yourself, then the press takes it off you. That has got to be the worst situation. If I'm like, say I've got snake arms, and I call myself Venom.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm Venom. And I understand there's a Venom as well, but he's got nothing to do with actual Venom. So like, I'm Venom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I go out and I'm like, look out, citizen, it's me, Venom. I'm here to fucking rob a bank. But then the press is like, it's Snake Arms McGillicuddy. I can't
rebrand.
Take that
next,
back.
Next time you go out, just wear a sign that says, that's not my name.
That the people will be confused.
I feel the press would double down.
That's not my name, man.
That's not my name, man, a.k.a. Snake Arms McGillicuddy.
It's also confusing because, like, superheroes, and something we haven't quite touched on unless you did when I went to go get food, superheroes often put their name on their chest.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, Superman has a big S, or the Kryptonian symbol
for hope.
Why isn't he called Hope Man then?
Yeah, surely, how did Superman get his name? Was it the press again?
I think it was.
It sounds like kind of. It might have been.
Is that
Parker.
Some kind of Superman? Is what they said.
Imagine that, because eventually.
I wish that was a scene in the movie.
I wish it was too. I'm so upset that we didn't get in the Justice League movie. Like, what are we? Some kind of League of Justice?
It's a shock we didn't, frankly.
In Batman v Superman, they say something not quite like that, but they're like, we need to form a league or a team.
No,
or
that's
Lex
Luthor. At the end, he's like, "Oh, let's form a league of our own."
Mm. Clever,
he's making a league of
extraordinary gentlemen.
No, like a league of evil or something.
Extraordinary gentlemen.
Yes.
All right. Sorry.
I'm missing Sam Neill. That's what he's saying.
The League of Sam Neill.
Sam Neill's amazing comic.
Sean Connery was the name I was looking for, but yeah. My brain said Sam Neill.
A movie so good it killed his career. Yep. Forced him into retirement.
I wish it had been Sam Neill. Not because I just think Sam Neill would have made that movie great.
Yeah.
Sam Neill plays old Mr. McGregor in the new Peter Rabbit movie, and it's weird. That's just a fact for you.
Thanks, man.
So with Superman, because if it was named by the press, because I don't know how Superman got his name, Superman, unless it is like, man, that guy is some kind of man, but super. Because if it was named to the press, there's got to be a time when he was being, like that was going around, and there's got to be that moment where he hears it, and he's like, oh, looks down at his ass.
Oh, hey, that works.
It's kind of cool. But then it's got to be that first time he introduces himself as, hi, I'm Superman.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't care how powerful you are or what kind of like alien brain you have, but introducing yourself as Superman has got to be weird and like, I just couldn't do it. I'm like, hi, I'm Superman.
I'm just Carl L.
I'm Clark.
It's weird as well with Superman because Superman's all about like, hey, mankind, you rule, but I am the Superman. Yeah. Like, I'm a better version of you.
Yeah.
It's almost quite an entitled name. I don't know if I like it.
Anything with something man is also, I find, very, very odd to call yourself. Even like Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because like, he's like, I'm Iron Man. But then he's like, nah, I'm Tony Stark, but still call me Iron Man. It's cool.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, Iron Man makes sense in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he likes Black Sabbath. So the name actually makes sense because he's like, like, you can see where he got the name from, if that makes sense.
But still, but if he's like, the moment Tony Stark's like, I'm Tony Stark, I would call him Tony Stark. You know what I mean?
I am Iron Man.
Yeah, that's how the song goes.
I am
Iron Man, yeah.
And he's just like singing that every time he's like blasting terrorists.
Well, I mean, he spends most of the Avengers movie wearing a Black Sabbath shirt. He's also a fan of paper planes based on that.
But yeah, like if Tony, it's like if when Peter Parker is like, hey, everyone, I'm Spider-Man, but I'm Peter Parker.
Mm.
And he takes off his Spider-Man mask, he's like, I'm Peter Parker. Would you keep calling him Spider-Man? Or would you call him Peter Parker?
See, that's the thing, because it's weird, because with like, Iron Man is probably a better example. Like, if you're friends with Tony Stark, and then he's like, I'm putting on my suit, you're like, oh, I guess you're going as Iron Man. But yeah, I wouldn't. I'd just, like what all these friends do, like, hey, Tony.
Yeah.
I'd call him Tone. That's just me.
I wouldn't talk to him.
I'd call him Tobler Tone.
Tobler
Tone Barone.
And that's just like a...
Is that a joke that's going to translate?
It'll translate for some people.
I feel with Iron Man, unless that's his like call sign, because it's basically he's a jet.
Yeah. So... That's true.
He is.
So I feel he'd have to have some kind of like... Because it's a comeback to like sort of like the... Do all pilots have nicknames?
I think if you don't have anything,
look,
not a very
look
good pilot.
My knowledge of pilots does come from Top Gun.
Yeah.
So I feel like
is choosing a call sign for yourself like a faux pas? Like how choosing a nickname for yourself is a faux pas.
I don't know.
You need to with a nickname, and if you have to call like get a call name for the same way, you need to like plant the seeds without outright saying it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You gotta be like wearing, you know, Cufflink Aces.
No, anyone I see wearing Cufflink Aces isn't getting the nickname Ace, is getting the nickname
Card Boy.
Nerd Cunt.
Watch out, evildoers, it's me, Nerd Cunt.
I'm really showing the bullies with this one. Hey, you know, talk about secret identities.
Yeah.
Which we kind of are. You know when like Spider-Man reveals himself on the train?
Yeah.
In Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, don't tell anyone. Tell them what? You know what I mean?
No, that's the thing. That's the whole point with Spider-Man. He just looks like every guy.
Yeah, but in that scene.
Well, every... it was like an every white man.
That's true. That's true. I'm like, I know he's white. But like in that scene, when he reveals his face, everybody's like, well, keep your secret, Spider-Man. What secret?
Well, I guess not like publish his face.
But if
not
I go
to a sketch artist and be like, all right, so I want you to think of a plain white man, brown hair.
You know Tobey Maguire?
You know Maguire? Kind of looks like... He's sort of angry, but not sure why he's angry.
Hey, he's playing a teenager, but he's not a teenager. Yeah.
You ever think of like, all right, you ever go to someone...
With Elijah Wood? I could probably get him confused with this bloke.
Yeah. You know Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
That, but mixed with Elijah Wood a bit.
But like, imagine...
Less handsome than Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Much less handsome.
Imagine I'm going to go to... I've seen that. I'm on the train, Spider-Man. Everyone's like, I'll keep your secret, Spider-Man. Up
you
the
wouldn't.
Back, I'm like, no, I won't.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm going to get my phone out and be like, quickly, Togo, this is going to make me fucking a mint. Click, click, click,
but
click,
like,
click.
It's not the 90s, but like,
the phones everybody has are like shitty flip phones and nobody's taking a photo. So all I've seen is his face.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm going to take it to the prices. I go to J. Jonah James. Well, okay, maybe not J. I'm like, it's that guy.
Hey, J. Jonah, what? Your photographer is him.
You got something to tell me? Let's go racing. That's Spider-Man. But say I go to a different newspaper and I'm like, I know who Spider-Man is. And they're like, holy shit, who is he? I'm like, some guy.
Yes, some
guy. I saw his face. What did he look like? He was white, he had brown hair. That's no help to us, Jackson.
His hair looked like it had been cut by a barber, but not a good barber.
Yeah. I mean, like, it would make sense, that scene, if Spider-Man had been trying to convince everybody that he was really a spider under there. You know what I mean? Like, if he was like, ah, the Spider-Man, and I'm actually underneath this, I look like a spider, and then the reveal is that he's human.
I think they have camera phones.
Yeah, but...
the more I think about it.
Do they take photos of him? Nevertheless, this is Spider-Man. Who's that?
No, because they just published their face.
And then again, in our world of like Facebook and Twitter and social media, you can be like, oh yeah, that dickhead. Yeah, we know who he is. Here's all his information. All right, I'm going to hack into his account.
I'm going to kill his aunt.
That was a leap.
Can you do that from just a photograph?
Yep. Yeah.
If someone shows you a photo, you can easily kill their aunt.
Yeah.
Just a straight couple off. Of steps to one, two, your aunt dead. That's how it goes down.
100%.
I guess. Maybe if Spider-Man, as he's like coming to, he's like, my name is Peter Parker. I live at this address.
Oh, don't my kill God. My aunt.
Don't kill my aunt. She's like a mother to me because my real mom's dead. Oh my God, I'm awake on this train.
But you have access to, like, nowadays, like facial recognition technology.
That's true. That's true. Well, yeah, nowadays. That scene would make a lot of sense. Back then, I feel like it's very weird. I feel like there's like an implication
even
that it
then,
makes
like,
sense,
if you took
but
a
I
photo,
don't think it does.
If you take a photo of that guy, like a maskless Spider-Man, you'd sell that to the press. You'd sell that to the tabloids. Be like, who is this man? You would then have investigative journalists going around being like, have you seen this man? Who is this man?
I suppose.
You would have an investigation... If not the police.
I don't remember anyone taking a photo of him.
I'm not saying they probably didn't, but like I would.
Yeah. Well,
and
me too.
I would do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like the idea of someone taking a photo and posting it on their shitty MySpace page. And people are like, okay, that's a weird photo, but cool.
I think there's a merit there to keep your identity secret because obviously he's afraid. Because what if someone knows him, who he is? You know what I mean? On that train?
Those people on the train. What are the odds? Yeah.
Okay, well, very the rare, but the Gooby likes to say something.
You could be like, oh, I've seen, like, I don't know, not that. Like, if I see someone on the train that I don't know, but I'd be like, oh, I know that I know someone that knows them kind of thing. Like, if you've been to a party or whatever.
I think you see Spider-Man with his mask on for, like, 10 minutes maximum. Mm. Puts his mask back on, goes off Spider-Man. The odds you're going to see him again and recognize
oh, yeah, look, fair
him
enough.
So slick.
But that's just, like, again, going back to the more, like, names of one. Mm. What if you get, again, using Spider-Man as a good example. What if after, say, 5 years, you kind of get sick of that?
Yeah.
Again, rebranding.
Absolutely.
You can rebrand. Surely.
I mean, he's tried.
Who has other than the Wasp keeps rebranding?
Does she?
Yeah. Wasp is like a million different people. She's like fucking... She changed her costume all the time as well, doesn't
she?
She
changed her costume, but she's always the Wasp. It's the Ant-Man who's like, I'm Ant-Man, I'm Yellow Jacket, I'm Giant
Goliath.
Man, I'm Goliath.
Yeah,
I'm,
fair. Yeah.
I'm a wife beat a piece of shit scum.
Yeah.
They always... It's funny that Ant-Man always changes... Like, he doesn't really rebrand. He's like, I'm Giant Man. No, I'm Goliath. He like, means the same thing. You could have said Goliath, really.
Yeah.
To be honest, the only place you can, I think, rebrand in a way that is going to be not obvious to the people, so you keep your identity secret, is probably, like, if you're just super strong. You know what I mean? Super durable.
Batman could probably rebrand.
Yeah, Batman could rebrand, but Spider-Man,
mask,
I feel like, couldn't.
I feel Spider-Man could. He has. Again, because he made, like, 4 different identities.
Yeah.
To sort of, like, using some of his abilities. And, like, his technology, I guess, knowledge.
I feel like I'd still know it was Spider-Man. The moment he climbs a wall, I'm like, well...
Well, like, so many, like...
What if he walks
stuff?
Up a wall?
If he walks up a wall, I don't know it's Spider-Man. If he climbs a wall, like if he uses web at any point, I'm like,
cool,
Spider-Man's in
thing.
Town.
He doesn't use a web. Like, he'll go like, all right. So, for example, one of them he uses, like, he's called Ricochet.
Yeah.
And so basically...
he uses bullets.
He uses little, I think they're gold, like, things that kind of bounce all over the place. So he uses his spider sense more, and he's leaping around and doing that.
Okay.
What, did he just get bored of being Spider-Man?
Again, I think Spider-Man was...
was there a bad Spider-Man?
No, there was a Spider-Man. They're like, he's done a murder. And so Spider-Man decided, or Peter Parker decided to become 4 other heroes.
Okay.
To try to investigate and clear Spider-Man's name.
The bombastic.
Because I guess he missed being Spider-Man. I would be like, fuck it. I guess that Isaac identity is bust.
In the bin.
Off it goes, in the bin.
Well, I think about...
As Ricochet, kill a guy and be like, I killed Spider-Man. Here he is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you... I mean, it's a bit much for Spidey, but...
Spider-Man, what the hell?
That's crazy. Spider-Man.
But also, you know, so say you're a mutant.
Yeah.
You get your mutant abilities as a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
At a teenager, if you're choosing your name then... It is going to be bad.
This is why I think
but look
a
at
lot
anyone's
of them...
email address though as a teenager.
Yeah, that's your superhero identity.
No,
right
thank
there.
You.
You're hot legs. No, that's not even. That's even too.
I'm
silly.
Hotmail at Hotmail.
No, that's all right. It's the Hotmail. Boom.
And his good friend, Main Man. But that's why I think a lot of the...
Borat is the greatest movie ever made, _ 1991.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I think a lot of the superhero names cannot be named by you. You have to be named it. You have to be named by someone else. Like, say, Cyclops. I guess that has to be a cruel nickname that someone gave him.
Yeah, did Professor
Although, why
X...
Why do they call him Cyclops? Because he had two eyes.
Yeah, Cyclops is the weirdest nickname
no,
for Cyclops.
The only way it makes sense is if Professor X gave it to him.
It has to.
Because I always thought... he would have to get it after the visor.
Yeah. I always thought Bullseye would be a much better name for Cyclops.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Bullseye works so much better. Hot Eyes is good as well.
Red Eye, mate.
Red Eye, like the flight.
I'd go in Pink Eye.
That's good.
Who bloody farted in your head, mate? That's what I'd say to him. And then he'd laser me. And then he'd be a murderer, and he'd have to join the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
It makes sense if Professor X names them, because they are all pretty lazy nicknames. That seems like the kind of thing Professor X would do.
I feel he does.
I don't know. Beast.
So, hey, Professor, so I've got big hands and big...
Right.
Feet, and I can leap around a bit.
Beast.
I don't really look like a beast.
Well, I'm
beast.
A beast guy.
You're a beast now.
Have you ever seen that drawing that someone does, and it's like, here's where all of the sensitive parts of the human body are, and we've
like
made
a
them
sexual
be
sexual homunculi.
Yeah,
thing?
We'll call you homunculus.
Well, no, because if it's Professor X, like what I just did, then like if they don't like the name, he can just be like, now you do.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess, oh, that's, okay, so like, that's
you.
Iceman, yes, you turned into ice and you're a boy, Iceman, done.
Done, next question. Next question.
Kitty Pryde picks her name, though.
That's true. She
picks Sprite.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't stick.
No, she's like, I hated it, I'm doing this now.
Yeah, and, well, Jean Grey gets to be Jean Grey.
Marvel Girl.
Marvel Girl? Yeah. When did she become Jean Grey?
I think after ages, she's like, I hate this, or like, just call me Jean Grey. But everyone was basically calling her Marvel Girl. And she's had like Marvel Girl and Phoenix.
Yeah, she has been Phoenix, that's fair.
Kind of stuff.
And yeah, Kitty Pryde was Sprite and then Pepsi. No, I can't remember. She did have another name, though.
Yeah. Pepsi's a pretty good name, actually, for a superhero. Mm.
What about just Piss?
Yeah, I think that's all right.
If you're a villain and your name's just Piss.
I'd be afraid. I'd be scared of piss. I don't know what piss is capable of.
Exactly.
Does he have piss powers?
Doesn't matter. Even if he just, hi, I'm piss and I'm going to break your fucking legs.
Ariel as well was her name.
Yeah, that's right.
I think you can choose, like, I mean.
I think some of them choose. But, like, I think Kitty Pryde is a good example because I think she was given the opportunity to choose her name.
Yeah.
And so she was like, well, I'm going to be called Ariel. And she's like, no, I'm going to choose Sprite. And she decided Shadowcat.
Captain America is an interesting one. Because he was named by the military.
Was he ever a captain?
Did
he ever achieve that rank?
Did he ever pilot a ship? No.
No. I don't think
Captain America's ever been a captain. But he was named Captain America like in the for the OSO shows or the whatever they are. The USO shows? I don't know what it stands for. Yeah.
United States show.
Yes. But like that's where he got his name and that just kind of stuck. Let's go through the Avengers.
All right.
So Captain America. He's called Captain America because,
That was literally media branding.
Yeah, exactly.
That was just media branding, that kind of stuff. Then he's like, I give up being Captain America, so I'm going to call myself Nomad.
Yeah, and we're like, well, this is why we don't let you choose your own name, Cap.
He's like, well, I hate America now, so... Yeah.
Just call yourself Captain Not America.
Yeah. Done.
You're an idiot.
Iron Man. He's a fucking big fan of Black Sabbath.
And he's like, this is thematically appropriate. Yep. I'll choose this name for
myself. It's
not.
He's not made of iron.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't the first one kind of like an iron alloy?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not, yeah, but like when he calls himself Iron Man, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not. Sad he didn't call himself Metal Man. Because like, that just sounds silly. Hulk. I call him the Hulk.
Well, what is a Hulk?
Well, hulking is, I think, a thing that, you know, like a hulking great behemoth.
Because a Hulk was a prison ship.
Oh.
Back in the day.
Oh.
And it used to be like a prison Hulk. And that's where it sort of came from. But I mean, is hulking a thing that sort of like, does that exist because of the comic book character?
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
A hulking mass is surely a thing.
Hulk, yeah, like a hulking. Surely hulking doesn't exist because of the Hulk. Surely.
They refer to the Hulk in The Incredible Hulk as like a hulking man or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I'm looking it up.
Hulk etymology.
Okay, yeah.
Old English. Fast ship. Reinforced. In Middle English, by Middle Low German and Middle Dutch, hulk, probably of Mediterranean origin and relating to Greek, hulkus, cargo ship. It meant cargo ship.
That's so weird. Someone sees the Hulk and they're like, that reminds me of a ship. Quick ship.
Hulk. Did the name change? Can you get confirmation that the name changed because of a comic book? Because that's fucked.
No, I
comics
think,
shouldn't have that much power.
Yeah, I think hulking probably...
The name of a character created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby for the Marvel Comic Universe, it has since entered everyday English lexicon. The name itself is most likely derived from the same word Hulk, which predates the existence of the character, and the Hulk being a ship.
That's very
holy
weird.
Shit, Stan Lee! You did it!
You changed English language!
That's what I'm gathering from Wikipedia. Because now it simply means a person resembling, especially physically, the Hulk in the Marvel Comics universe, or by extension, a strong man.
When was the first Hulk issue? Was it the 60s?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hulk exists. Well, then him getting the name Hulk is so strange.
Hey, did you see that man? He looks like a fucking ship.
Looks like a quick, fast ship. No, it doesn't. Yeah, let's call him the Hulk. Looks nothing
the
like
Incredible
a
Hulk.
He should be a. We should call him Green Man. We should actually not name him and do something about him.
Abomination suits in battle.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's see. There was a big and possibly clumsy person is another definition, and an excessively muscled person. But I'm trying to work out when that was.
Yeah, I don't know if that came about because the Hulk is both those things.
Okay. So yeah, the etymology of Hulk is very. It's weird that he's called that.
Yeah, that's very bizarre.
So that's strange.
That also means in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's fucked that they call him a Hulk because they're like, he's hulking, but hulking came from the Hulk. Like, he's a hulking great mass.
You're I like to imagine from... Stan Lee read that and just got like a nosebleed.
So that's the Hulk, which is an issue in of itself.
Yep. Who else
the
we
Hulk
got?
The Hulk paradox.
Yeah. Falcon. Well, that's simple.
He's
wearing a suit that makes him fly.
Falcon,
like a Falcon.
Why was that the bird of choice? Why was he not seagull or crow?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Why was he not?
Say, oh, it's because he had like a red and white theme. That makes zero sense.
Yeah, that's not what a falcon is.
I know in the comic books, it's because he has like a psychic connection to an actual falcon.
Well, see, that's sick.
But yeah, why would he be? Unless it was like one of those military things. It was like military code, Falcon X1.
Oh, yeah,
that
true.
Kind of stuff.
Maybe that was the name of his wing,
like the wherever
the
they
proto suit.
Yeah, yeah. I get. Okay, so if that's the case,
that kind of thing. Again, a lot of these make sense if you look at it from a military point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
Point of view where it's like these are code names or like the names that they're giving a like a project, like Project Iron Man.
Yeah,
makes
yeah.
more sense than I'm
just call me Iron Man.
Iron Man or whatever. Project Hulk.
Yeah,
yeah. We're transporting large amounts of gamma from one area to another by sea.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it by big ships, and oh no, that resulted in a man becoming a green thing.
Let's call him Hulk.
Yeah, sure, that makes sense.
Here's a confusing one from the Avengers. Vision. Yeah. Does he think of himself as a vision of the future? Is he called Vision because he can
see?
He's got good vision. Who names him Vision? Does he come out and he's like, hello, yeah, I'm Vision. What's up? How you doing, everyone? I'm Vision. I'm going to have a cape like Thor. Sick.
And on that note...
we don't have enough sudden ends in the middle of a sentence.
That's very good.
And on that note...
we should do it more.
Yeah, no. Anyway, yeah, that's a hard one.
It's a weird one, Vision.
I don't have an answer, which is why I tried to end the episode.
Either Iron Man, the moment he makes him, is like, this guy's Vision.
he was my Vision?
Yeah.
Did anyone have a vision of him when they made him?
I guess, well, Tony Stark was like, this was my vision of the future, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because he's Iron Man. Well, that's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. How is he created in?
He's still the son of Ultron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually, that makes sense. Oh, no, because isn't he...
He's a vision of the future?
Yeah, Iron Man's ideal vision of what
that's
was
still
meant to
happen. A weird way to get your
it's
name.
Still a leap of, like, you know, logical leap there.
Wanda, that's just her name.
No, Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch is weird. I guess she's doing magic, but not really.
I'm like, I am doing magic and I dress in red,
yeah.
So call me the Scarlet Witch. And again, she's Romanian, or like from like those kind of... is she Romanian in the film?
I think she's from Sokovia, yeah.
So in the I guess like in is culturally it's like
yeah maybe like there's something there like in that kind of Slavic area or something. I don't
Quicksilver. I'm a metal, you shouldn't drink me.
I'm a poisonous metal. No, you're not, you're fast.
Yep.
Quicks in the title.
You know, when I was down in Melbourne, like Australia, and I saw this real cool surfing brand. And I was like, what a cool name.
Sort of base myself on that.
I'll do that.
Sick.
Yeah.
So
that's like, yeah, Quicksilver is like, was he thinking, well, I'm fast and I'm quick and my hair is silver.
Quicksilver.
And his sister's like, that's a metal? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's fine.
Who knows that? Yeah, people don't know.
Who? That's not common, is it?
Hawkeye's weird.
He's the eyes of a hawk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, that could be a nickname. If he was like a military, like he served the military or was a sniper, he's like, fuck, man, you got the eyes of a hawk.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he became like codename Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes sense. Black Widow.
Same kind of difference.
Same kind of weird.
No,
Black Widow. Was she a honeypot?
Yeah, because that's the only thing. Because a Black Widow is a spider that like people know it as the spider that eats its when the dudes finish banging.
Yeah.
But
it's implied that she used to.
So she used to be a honeypot.
She used to be a honeypot?
Kind of. Or at least, like, would use powers of seduction
okay.
to murder.
Okay, well, then that's fine. That's just kind of like Hawkeye. They're like, that's what you're good at, so that's going to be,
yeah,
that's gonna be your animal
although
nickname.
That's weird to be like, I'm going to, like, lean into that and call myself the Black Widow, because it's basically calling yourself Honeypot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bit odd that it stuck around when clearly she was just a super spy, but...
she's like, guys, I'm more than just seducing.
Yeah, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Well, then that probably shows how she's so good at it. People are still talking. She's like, okay. All right.
You were the best honeypot we ever had.
This is borderlining on uncomfortable.
You
now?
And Roald Dahl are the greatest honeypots that we've ever seen.
Roald Dahl you don't call Roald Dahl the honeypot, do you?
Well, maybe we should. That man fucked his way through the fucking... I don't know who he was a honeypot for, but he was very good at it.
He was banging a lot of Nazi ladies.
Yeah. Not sure if they were Nazis. I don't know.
Nazi sympathizers?
Possibly. I just know that he did it. He was amazing at it, and he hated it.
He was like, I cannot believe I keep dicking all these old
I think
women.
There's like an actual quote that he's like, hey, I'm fucked out. Can I come home? And they're like, you're fucking for your country. And he's like, oh, God, fine. Good on you, Roald Dahl.
Well, that's good, because he's superhero
name. Then he wrote
Joe
in the Chocolate Factory.
And the Giant Peach, which was something else entirely.
That's so good, because if he was just give him like a minor superpower, he's fucked out. That's his name.
That's me, fucked out.
And I'm cut. I'm here to fucking kick ass, and I'm all out of fuck.
Ant-Man, but that's a moniker that sort of was inherited,
and that was a military monitor to begin with.
Exactly. So Project Ant-Man makes sense.
And the Wasp, I guess, is the same thing.
Same kind of deal. You know, Project Wasp, Project Ant-Man. Again, that sort of makes a lot of these things. You put Project in front of it, I'm like so on board.
Black Panther, that's a cultural thing. Yep. That's fine. That makes sense. Bucky.
That's his name. That's his nickname. He's James Buchanan.
Buchanan. That's just a nickname.
The nickname was kind of nice.
He's the only one.
Winter Soldier. White Wolf, as they called him.
Yeah.
The White Wolf was like a mystery. That was what, like, I guess the press, if the press was like underground, like conspiracy theories,
would call him.
They called him the White Wolf.
And there's one more. Who am I missing? Spider-Man. But we've covered Spider-Man.
At the great lengths. With great lengths comes great responsibility.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jack.
And I've also been Joel. Thank you for listening. And also, I just want to clarify, before I said Hunter of Bus Drivers, her name was Diana Hunter of Bus Drivers, and she took that from Roman times.
Mythology.
Mythology, that's what I was looking for.
It's right there.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
'Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.